Golf with the Masters at Geneva National Resort in beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Voted Golf Digest's top 25 Buddy's Golf Destinations in America. During select dates this fall, play two rounds of golf and enjoy an overnight stay and one of their three lodging options for free. This package is starting at only $95 per person in October. The perfect Golf Buddies trip. Take advantage of this special offer and play their legendary courses designed by Arnold Palmer, Gary Player, and Lee Trevino. Also, enjoy their Labor Day specials running September 4th through the 9th. For more info on Lake Geneva's premier golf experience, visit GenevaNationalResort.com.
Before you fire up America's best barbecue this Labor Day, get a car backed by America's best warranty at the Hyundai Labor Day sales event at your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer. You'll get sizzling savings on every Hyundai, including the Sonata and the Elantra. The 2015 Sonata was named a best family car by Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com, and it's packed with available next-gen safety features like lane departure warning and class-exclusive amenities like a hands-free smart trunk. Or get behind the wheel of the Elantra. It's a 2015 IIHS top safety pick that's loaded with tech-savvy features, like an available 7-inch touchscreen display with rear-view camera and remote start right from your phone. Both the Sonata and the Elantra earned a 5-star overall safety rating from the NHTSA and are backed by Hyundai Assurance and America's Best Warranty Program, including a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Now get the Sonata at 0% APR for 75 months or the Sonata Hybrid with $4,000 cash back and a $1,000 competitive owner program. Visit your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or buyhyundai.com today. Call 877-248-1585 for details.
Bears fans, trust all of our shows and team of Bears experts to get you ready for the start of the regular season, along with live Bears reports from Hallis Hall, breaking Bears news, and in-depth conversation with Bears players and coaches, only on Chicago's home for Bears fans. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon. It's 3 o'clock, and from the Score Update studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Bears were back on the practice field today up at Hallis Hall. No Alshon Jeffrey, no Jeremiah Ratliff, no Eddie Goldman, no Jonathan Bostic, no Eddie Royal, no Marquise Wilson, and no Jimmy Clausen, who originally was said not to have a concussion on Saturday, but today the Bears reverse field on that. Now, John Fox held court afterwards and was asked about the problematic right tackle position.
You know, again, I don't want to get too much into, you know, our depth chart and whatnot, but, you know, we've got options. We got guys we're looking at. To say it's perfectly settled at this point, probably not the case, but I think that's the case in a lot of positions.
And that's probably the most honest thing he said since being hired. Kyle Long, by the way, could end up at right tackle if nobody else can do the job. Now, one bright spot for Fox has been the play of Will Sutton.
I think Will's had a good camp. You know, I wasn't really too sure to expect from really anybody, being new and being a new staff. You know, so we just evaluate and, you know, do our best to pick the best players. And, you know, I think he's, you know, proven that he's moved up the depth chart, and, you know, they get rewarded on how they perform.
Turning to baseball, Jake Arrieta is the National League Player for the Week following his brilliant no-hitter last night. He could end up getting the same honors for the month. And Toronto's Edwin Encarnacion gets the honors for the Player of the Week in the American League. The Cubs play host to the Reds here at Wrigley tonight. The White Sox with the day off. They'll be up in Minnesota tomorrow. Preseason coverage on The Score is brought to you by ChicagoFootball.com, your hub for preseason coverage. And this scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin Summer Clearance Event. It's going on right now. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to Chicago's number one sports radio station, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Berman Auto Group.
Boers and Bernstein at it again.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
Every kid thinks about it, Little League, high school, college, minor leagues.
Turner, right-handed batter, and he swings and misses, strike three, one down.
You think about it, it's almost impossible not to, because everybody that plays this game wants to accomplish great things.
The veteran Rollins waits for the 2-2 from Arrieta, and here it comes. Strike three called, fastball got him, two down.
I've been close on a couple occasions. You know, just fortunate everything aligned right tonight and was able to get it done.
And the pitch. Swing and a miss, a no-hitter. Jake Arrieta has just pitched a no-hitter at Dodger Stadium. Arrieta being mobbed by his teammates.
I just gotta wait.
Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You've got the
Boers and Bernstein show on a Monday after the Bears undress rehearsal. Because usually this is that 1 week before the season starts. Because, you know, this last preseason game is just Bumfest 2015. But unfortunately, our reaction when we started the show was still top of mind. We talked to about the Jake Arrieta no-hitter and what's going on with the Cubs and everything else. And talked a little bit about the movies, the news about this concussion film that's coming on. By the way, phone lines are open. We have yet to grab a call. We're happy, but we will. 312-644-6767. We're happy to theoretically... Sometimes they're terrific.
But that's what the script says?
Right. The script says we're happy to take your phone calls. Mm-hmm. So 312-644-6767. But man, I'm in a funk on a like an existential level when it comes to the Bears. We've dealt with all kinds of bad football teams in this city before.
Yes, we have.
But you know, that for us professionally, for the amount of Bears that we talk, for what it really means for 5 hours a day of my life to have a team that just sucks away all excitement. I wish there was a hook. I wish there was something about this team. I wish they did one thing well. I wish there was somebody I could grab onto because there is no Kevin White and Kyle Long's an offensive lineman.
I'm that kind of disappointed after two of the three preseason games with Pernell McPhee.
Why?
Because I'm looking for the one guy that's setting a tone, setting an example. That's you said you were violent, be violent. I saw that one game. I haven't seen that in the other two. I saw him whipping his head around more going, wait, what's going on here? Who's there? Wait, where should I? Oh, there he goes. That I don't want to see that from him. He's the guy I was looking for on defense. He's the guy I'm thinking is going to be the show for the defense this year, and that I'm concerned based on what I saw after he had such a really good, impactful week against the Colts. And then all of a sudden, the first Andy Dalton's going 16 plays, and AJ McCarron doesn't need that many combined for two other touchdown
That's
drives.
That's a backup, and the ball's not even touching the ground. They're playing catch. The Bears are trying as hard as they can, and they're playing catch. AJ McCarron is fist pumping like a champ.
You know what's really frustrating too, and you could lay the blame. You could enable Jay. You could give him part of it. You could enable the roster depth. You could talk about the specific players and the character. If you look at the touchdown drive of Cincinnati, AJ McCarron set. I think it was the first touchdown drive. Anyways, there was one in which there was the Bears committed a penalty. O'Donnell had to re-kick. The Bengals started on the Bears 44. The Bengals started with they had a penalty, set them back.
And they recovered from it.
On the next play, they got 26 yards. The play after that, they got 25. Now, the Bears series before that, they started with a penalty. They never got over it. They never recovered.
They're not good enough.
That's last year. That's all the bad teams. That's talent. That's character. Whatever you want to say, however, whatever percentage you want to apply to that. But they went back to back. The Bears got a penalty. The Bears got another penalty. That drive's over, and you knew it. And Cincinnati got a penalty to start. You go, hey, wow, Bears got lucky. No, there we go. Four plays. They're in the end zone. That's so disheartening. So disheartening. And you know what? It hurts somebody, Pernell. Do something. Be violent. Be that guy.
All the talk about how they're going to be more physical. Their defense is just not more physical. It's not. Unless being blocked is considered
being
physical.
They're too slow, really, to be physical. Right. He's fast enough. He's got good enough instincts. And that's another thing about, you know, the instincts on this team. Slow. And it makes you wonder about the instincts. Maybe it's foot speed. Matt Bowen can help us. We talked to him later this hour. It's going to differ from player to player, but the idea of that, is that read that bad? Are they that slow on the read? And you have,
are they there because they're mentally late, or they're there because they're physically late and you don't know?
And it's possible it could be both. You hope it's only one. Maybe you can, I don't know if it can be fixed or covered up. Yeah.
You have real issues.
Well, this is a franchise record setting defense in consecutive years. of the oldest franchise there is, and that's a you got Shea McClellan there, and nothing I saw the other night told me he could jump a play. He knew to read it. I will say this, he tackles well. He has to
because down the field a ways.
He tackles well, and you can't always say that about some of the Bears defenses we've seen, but
Stevie Sunshine.
Well, see,
Wow. Brandon is next on the score. Hello, Brandon.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Okay.
I was just calling in, and I have the same sentiment as you guys. Just there is nothing about this Bears team this year that is really intriguing to me. After all these players have gone down, all these starters and backups, I'm looking at we could possibly get a top five, top three draft pick.
Oh, very possibly.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
With the first pick in the 2016 draft, the Bears select.
Yeah, that's their slogan for this year, according to this guy. There's no doubt. But it's hard to have that excitement carry you through a full season of bad football. That's the problem, Brandon. Thanks for the call, though. We appreciate it.
You know, the interesting thing about if you were to have a bingo card or if you were to go through the roster and pick the guys who are on this depth chart, who are starting now, who won't be by the time the last cuts are made, because they'll be replaced by cuts from other teams. That's going to happen.
The wide receivers.
How many?
Mark Mariani is not going to be a wide receiver. He's a return man.
And he will be. He'll have a job. He may be a wide receiver because no. I don't know how bad
Rashad
Perry's
Lawrence?
In.
I mean, come on. No, you can.
No, he's not.
You can find guys.
Well, they did, but that doesn't mean that you can find better guys. You are again. You're finding guys, but at other positions. Remember, both Fox and Pace have talked about how they've had seasons start, and they've been just wonderful seasons. How they found starters and somebody else's. It's all a problem.
It's all a problem.
We won't really get into that. I'm not going to talk about depth charts or time. I don't set timetables. I don't set depth charts. I don't make lists. I go to the store. I just buy stuff. I don't tell anybody what I'm buying. My wife says I could go to the store and buy stuff. And I tell her, don't tell me what to buy. And I don't know what I'm buying. So I just come grab some random stuff, and put it in a basket. And they have some random amount of money. I drive to somebody's house. I don't even know it's my house. I don't know where I live. I don't ask where I live. I don't make any lists or maps or anything like that. So, next question.
He never answers that long.
He never will. Anything.
He might have post-it right. notes on his face by the time he's done, but he's not going to answer a question.
It's another version of the old bit I did years ago by Jerry Krause in the restaurant, who simply couldn't answer a simple question of what he wanted to eat. And John Fox would be the same thing. We don't really decide.